I was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 0.01 cents today to $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
Whether you're into golf or not, you cannot help but be drawn to the US Masters. And it was an unusual one that finished yesterday with no crowds. It was a little bit eerie, to be honest, but the whole of Australia was switched on and tuned in because Cam Smith was in second position overnight and just was there close enough for most of the final round, but Dustin Johnson proved to be too good. But he finished runner-up, which is an unbelievable performance. I think he might still be in the area. Cameron Smith joins us live from Georgia. G'day, Cam. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
How'd you pull up? How'd you celebrate after coming second in the US Masters? What do you do after you walk away with a reasonable size check? What do you do the next day?
Me and the missus drove down to, we live in Jacksonville, which is just in Florida, so we drove down last night and had a few tins around the fire, but that was about it.
That's all we needed to hear, mate, to hear that you celebrated coming second in the US Masters with a few tins around the fire. That just is enough for us. That sounds magnificent.
It was a pretty... it was a pretty good night. Very sore this morning, though, that's for sure.
What a way to celebrate. Just sitting around a fire with a few tins. Gary and I were just talking about that before we came back on air about how blokes love to sit around a fire with a few tins. So you're feeling a bit dusty this morning. How did that final round, going into that final round of the Masters yesterday, what was sort of going through your mind about the actual day that was about to unfold for you?
Not much really, just trying to go about my stuff. I knew I had to, get off to a bit of a hot start. I did pretty reasonable, but, DJ just proved to be too good on that back nine. Started to get a bit windy and a bit harder and he was just, way too good.
Can you believe you can shoot 15 under at the Masters and still not win the tournament?
it's pretty unreal. I think it was the best score, runner up or something like that. Someone was telling me, but it's unreal to shoot 15 under around there and not have a good crack. I was still five off, so I really had no shot in the end. But unreal.
Well, 15 under would have won 76 of the past 83 Masters tournaments. That's how good a score it was.
It's bittersweet in a way, I think. A bit disappointing, obviously, to not run away with the green jacket, but I can't wait to get back there next April and give it another crack.
So we're speaking with Cam Smith, runner-up in the US Masters. So, Cam, how much different was it playing in November at that course as opposed to playing in April?
Yeah, it was way different, mate. It was not even the same golf course. The course was very, it was still quick, but that place is usually lightning, and there was just a few areas, I guess, where you can't miss it around the greens. Usually, where you could kind of get away with some stuff, and took advantage of that. The scrambling last week was obviously really good, completely different golf course.
Your scrambling was a highlight. You got to, I think it was the 15th hole. It was a par five where you hit one that looked like it was going to go into the bridge and then into the water, but you got a little favourable bounce out the back. So how important is it for you just to be able to stay, to stay close and salvage something out of what looked to be a pretty hopeless situation there at one stage?
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty fortunate there, to be honest. Hit a pretty rubbish shot into 15, but, That's just the kind of stuff that you could get away with this year that you couldn't get away with in years past. Usually on that left side of the bridge, there's a big grandstand, so it would have been in there. It would have been ugly. So it's just completely different.
Can you explain the difference in playing without crowds there. Is it for you, do you find it more difficult than maybe some other players, or are you one of those guys that can just completely zone out and just concentrate completely on what you're doing and not be distracted by other things or not even care about what's going on around you?
Yeah, I'm pretty easy, to be honest. I love the atmosphere that Augusta usually brings. It obviously wasn't there this year, but I'm pretty easy. I really don't mind. Obviously, it's great having fans there, a bit of electricity, but yeah, I think I handled it pretty good. I think DJ probably did a better job of that. He's so, calm and easy about things. So I think that definitely worked. And
was it something that's were the other golfers talking about that, how surreal it was to be playing Augusta without people?
Yeah, it was very weird. On a lot of the holes, especially on the back nine, the crowd and the people actually shape the holes for you. So it was just so open. There was obviously a few members, I think, there on Saturday and Sunday, but it's just really weird that the holes looked completely different.
Hey, Cam, what sort of bloke's Dustin Johnson like? We know what sort of golfer he is. He's just he's in unbelievable form, and watching him play that final round was, in fact, the whole tournament. But what sort of bloke is he?
He's a great dude. He's very easygoing, doesn't really say much. He's just DJ. He just does what he wants, and everyone's okay with it. He doesn't really. It seems like nothing really bothers him. So, obviously, a great personality to have as a golfer, especially in those situations.
Yeah, he looks really unflappable. If you had to put together your favourite four on or three others to play a round of golf with who are on the circuit, who would they be?
On the circuit. I'd probably have to go with Leash, Scotty, and probably Jason as well.
That's it.
Three other Aussies.
And then have a couple of tins around the fire after it.
Hey, we're talking to Cameron Smith, runner-up in the Masters yesterday. We spoke to your coach yesterday, Grant Field, yesterday. I think you might have been probably about the 17th hole. I think you were just about to tee off at the 18th. And we asked him what he thought you might do with your prize money. He said, what he'll do is upgrade his boat. Is that what you're thinking of doing?
No. I'm pretty good with what I got, I think. I honestly don't know what I'm going to... I think maybe Mum and Dad might be in for a good Christmas present. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, they'll be excited to hear that. Surely, do you hang the fishing rod out the back of the boat as well?
Yeah, I love fishing. That's what I do pretty much every day here in Florida. I usually try and get up early, squeeze in a little bit of gym, a little bit of golf, and then go out in the afternoon fishing.
Yeah, but the shark, he lives down in Florida somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's probably about 4 hours south of where I am drive. So I don't catch up with Greggy too much.
Does he own that 4 hours of land between you and his place as well?
Probably. I'm not sure, mate. I know he's got a lot.
Hey, Cam, last one. We'll let you go. We really appreciate you jumping on this morning. State of Origin 3 is on Wednesday night. It's locked one all New South Wales, Queensland. You better get in front of a TV and watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. I got up early Wednesday morning last week as well to watch the game. So I can't wait. Hopefully, Queensland can play like that second half they did in Adelaide. So get away with the win. They're obviously at home. I think they got a good shot.
Will you get home for Christmas at all, or is that too difficult?
I would love to come home. I don't know how I'd go 2 weeks in the hotel, to be honest. So I'm just going to probably hang out here and then hopefully throughout the year next year I'll be able to cruise home pretty early.
Gary, look, this is just it's sort of, we're hopeful that you might be able to do this for it, but Gary's just setting up a golf course himself down at his property called Buckled Rib. We're looking for somebody that might play the Pro-Am with us after Christmas. Would you be a possibility at all? What sort of appearance money do you ask for at an event like this?
We give you a good bottle of wine, Cam. That's about as far as we could go.
Hey, you can sit around the fire and have a couple of tins.
Yeah, I'd honestly love to do it, but I don't know. It might be a bit hard to get home.
All right. Well, we'll monitor that, but I'll put you down as a maybe.
Maybe put me down for 2022.
Okay, right. Done.
Hey, yeah, great to talk to you. As I said to you, the whole country was tuned in yesterday morning. We loved watching you go around. It was a fantastic performance, and it's a great thrill for us to talk to you this morning. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thanks, anytime.
Thanks, Cameron.
What a good man. Cam
great
Smith.
Man.
Just celebrated coming runner-up in the Masters by with his I don't want to be disrespectful. Did he say his missus?
His missus, yeah.
Me and the missus sitting around the fire having a few tins. That's the way to do it, Wisp.
You can take the boy out of Australia, but you can't take the Aussie out of the boy.
Excellent stuff. Well done to our producers out there for chasing up Cam Smith. A great job. We've got Andrew Maloney, we've got Phil Lutton, we've got Scott Clayton, we've got Nicholas Cox. That's a very busy morning for us. 2 days out from knocking off, Wisp. We want to cruise to the line. And we'll dissect the Buckley interview out of seven. That's coming up next.
I was born.
Worth. All the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today. The value of coin increased by 0.01 cents today to $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
This is an interesting story. Shayna Jack sent home from the Australian camp ahead of the FINA World Championships in South Korea back in 2019. She returned a positive sample taken from a training camp in Cairns that June. 4-year doping ban, and we learned today that it's been halved. And our uninformed questions for Phil Lutton from Fairfax Media, who's been good enough to join us. Good morning to you, Phil.
Morning, gentlemen.
Is why? How come? If this was an overseas athlete, would we be sitting here going, oh, they're not taking this seriously. What's going on? Why did Shayna Jack have a suspension halved from 4 years to 2 years?
Yeah, well, Shayna had the same sort of rights to appeal as any other athlete in the world. So she was given her 4-year ban from ASADA here, and then she appealed that to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, of course, based in Switzerland. She appeared in September via video link, put her case forward, and we learned late last night that they have halved her ban for 2 years, which is a really good outcome for her. It essentially means her career's been saved. 4 years, even though she's still young, pretty much ends her career. But 2 years allows her to get back in the pool in the middle of next year. It's going to be too late for Tokyo, but for her now, there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and she can actually try and look forward to doing something productive in the water again.
So this is not an Australian court. This is the world body, Court of Arbitration for Sport. It's arrived at the conclusion that she didn't knowingly take the banned drug ligandrol, which is some sort of anabolic steroid derivative. How can they arrive at that? So what was her, how did she explain how it got into her system, or how do they arrive at, because I'd imagine every athlete goes, hey, I didn't do it knowingly. So how do they arrive at this conclusion?
Yeah, well, they arrive at the conclusion her legal team were confident they could put a pretty good case forward. But the thing about CAS as opposed to ASADA is you can actually be in front of the court and present your case and speak to an arbiter. In this case, it was just the one arbitrator from CAS. And quite simply, he found her to be a compelling and believable defendant, as opposed to, if you remember what happened when Sun Yang went to CAS, they noted in their case notes that they didn't really feel like he was believable or putting any, he just didn't appeal to the court.
Sure.
Shane was able to say to the court, look, she really pled her case. She had some good legal arguments, I think, which will come out a little bit later. We don't know too much about what her team presented. They simply said they didn't know where it came from, but in the same token, the amount of ligandrol in her system was absolutely minute, which doesn't always count for much. But it just all added to the overall picture. Quite simply, they believed her when she said, I did not take this drug knowingly.
Hey, Phil, you've kept in contact with her, Shayna Jack, right throughout this, and I know you've spoken to her since this judgment came down. What's been her reaction?
She's overwhelmed, I think, is probably the right reaction. It's been a really tough ride for her. And look, obviously, you know, she got hit with an Annie Dudden violation, so that's serious stuff. And she still has to serve an Annie Dudden ban. So it's not like she's got off scot-free here. She can't swim again until the middle of next year. She misses an Olympic Games. So she knows this is much better than the other alternative, which was to uphold that four-year ban, and that really would have been the end of a career. You just can't spend that much time out of the water and expect to come back as an elite athlete. So, look, she's overwhelmed. I think she's going to take some time to digest it all. But she feels like there's been some vindication for her because lots and lots of people did not believe her when she said, "I didn't take the drug knowingly," because as you guys said, every athlete says that. She maintained that from the outset. It's been a hard fight. It's cost her hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's been very draining and difficult in that system. I mean, she had paparazzi outside her house. She was called a disgrace, a cheat. You know, shame on front pages. You know, this is a kid that went from a nobody to front page news overnight. So it's been challenging for her. There's no doubt about it.
I appreciate you jumping on and giving the background. Phil, really, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, guys.
Phil Lutton from Fairfax Media. And I just wanted to know, did she say I ate some meat? Or, you know, all these other excuses we've heard. She just simply said, I don't know how it got there.
Exactly.
So they've looked at her, thought she was a compelling witness to her own situation, and the minuscule amount is what led to her having that half. She didn't have it chopped away altogether.
No, she's still serving it.
Down to 2 years.
Yeah, a two-year ban is still significant. And also what she has been through has also been significant. And Phil outlined what it has cost the family too in terms of dollars to actually fight this case.
Ray, I got your text about, I won't go into the whole thing, about some mental illness. Very dangerous, Ray, to try and diagnose that from afar. That's all I'd say from that point of view. But I understand where you're coming from, but I think it's a bit of a leap. And on that front, we're here for Coin. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. And reminder, there's just one more chance, Wispy. We're going to give it away the 27th of November. The Toyota Caller of the Year gets a Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive. We'll announce the last winner tomorrow. Owner Toyota, download the My Toyota app today.
And when we come back, I want to just tell you a little story. It's not a long story because I know you don't like a long story. It's a short story, but I just want to tell you a story about how quickly a player or players can move on and how differently they may see a circumstance from the coaching staff.
I'll keep everyone holding on.
I was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 0.01 cents today to $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
That's a thumb in the eye. And that's the reason why you saw the immediate swelling. That's what happens when you get thumbed in the eye. I've been in the business 23 years. It doesn't happen with a headbutt.
Well, there wasn't a headbutt.
Andrew Maloney, the outrage over this is outrageous, Wispy. He was fighting for the WBA Super Flyweight title, a rematch with Josh Franco in Vegas. He had him on toast in three rounds, closed his eye, which happens when you're winning. And all of a sudden, they decide it was a no contest because of an accidental headbutt. I don't know where this is. I hope that they appeal it. Andrew Maloney has been kind enough to join us from Las Vegas. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Great to talk to you. I'm actually watching Fox Sports News right now, and I'm watching the replay here, and this is outrage. We are outraged. We're taking this up on your behalf. Where does it all sit right now?
So am I, mate. So am I. And we're actually at the Top Rank office at the moment. Just had a good meeting with Bob Arum, who's also furious that the Nevada Commission didn't overturn that decision. And we're in the process now of trying to get it overturned. And, that's where we are at the moment.
So in your eyes, how did you close the eye of Josh Franco? I mean, I've watched it all. I've seen it on the news. I've watched the actual replays, slow-moed it all. There's some it happens, I would imagine, 100 times in a fight where your heads come together ever so slightly. In your eyes, how did you close that eye?
I've got no doubt in my mind that damage to the eye was from a punch. I remember landing the jab and then seeing immediately that eye swell up. And you know, I've had head clashes in fights, and you know when they happen, you obviously feel them. And at no stage in that fight did we have any sort of significant head clash that would have done that sort of damage.
Andrew, can you believe their reaction, the worldwide reaction to what took place?
No, it's been crazy, the amount of support I've had since the fight. Thousands of messages online and everyone showing their support and telling me what Franco knows himself, that I'm the real champion.
Did you get a direct message from the British actress Dame Helen Mirren? She's been one of the people out there that have been tweeting what a disgrace this decision was.
Yeah, that's right. She actually put up an Instagram post and showed her support and said that, you know, this whole thing was a joke and that I should have been the champion. So, yeah, and I've had a lot of other sort of big names as well reach out. So it's been great.
And rapper LL Cool J, or as Gary likes to call him, LJ Cool Guy, he's reached out as well, has he?
Yeah, that's right. And Joe Rogan and a couple of NBA players and big names in the UFC and, a lot of big actors and everyone around the world all showing their support. So it's been really good. And hopefully we can get this decision overturned. But at worst, it looks like we're going to have a third fight against Franco and we're hoping we can bring it down to Australia.
What's Big Bob saying? What's his course of action?
We've got some lawyers involved to try and get this decision overturned. But Bob has also said that Franco has one more fight on his contract with Top Rank and he'll make sure that that's against me and he's going to do what he can to bring that fight to Australia.
Oh, that would be outstanding. Where would you have that fight? Would it be here in Melbourne?
I'd love it to be in Melbourne. That's where I grew up and where all my family and friends are. So it'd be amazing to finally win that title back in Australia, in Melbourne, in front of all my friends and family. And that'll make all of what we've been through all worthwhile.
I tell you what, Tim here is running. He's got a business called Wisp Promotions, which he wouldn't mind getting behind this fight, Wisp.
Love to. Love to. You might get my people to speak to your people, Andrew. What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Hey, look, it's a nice name, Andrew Maloney, but one of the first things I'd do if I took control of you, Andrew, I might be changing your name to something that sounds a little bit more fightish.
Is that right? What do you reckon we change it to, mate?
I don't know. We need to come up with something. Look, we've got a great audience here that listens to our program. I'm sure they can come up with something.
In the blue corner, hiding under Andrew the Masher Maloney.
What about the Masher?
Yeah, well, I'll go by the Monster, but
I
was planning. Yeah, so that's maybe a bit better for you, mate.
No, we like the Monster. So if that was to go ahead, if you were to have your third fight against Josh Franco on the back of this hype and, you know, this outrage of you've been robbed, when would it likely be?
We're talking about doing the fight in April. It's only early stages yet, but, yeah, hopefully we can get it done for April and hopefully in Melbourne, but anywhere in Australia would be great just to have the home ground support and you know, to not be ripped off like this again over here in Nevada.
Would it be for the big bag, the big purse, would it be?
Oh, they're never big enough.
Well, Bob's got plenty.
When Wisp gets behind it, it'll be one of the biggest fights we've had in this state. Don't worry about that, Andrew. We are right with you. We can't believe what's taken place. So hopefully when you get back into Australia, you can come into the studio and have a chat with us. It'll be fantastic. So good luck with it all and let us know how you get on.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm right. Andrew.
Andrew the Masher, Monster Maloney.
Andrew there. Doesn't sound right, does it? I can't call him. I can't call him Andrew.
Monster. Just call him the Monster.
Monster. What about Mad Dog Maloney?
Oh, it's been used. Hey, just on Dames.
Yes.
Right? With LLJ, what do I call him?
Well, you called him LJ Cool Guy. Yeah. His real name's LL Cool J.
It got me thinking about rapper names, right?
Mm, you got something there for me?
No, so I Googled it. Mm. What about some of these names? Blockjoy JB, Chance the Rapper, Cupcake. Do you know Cupcake's work?
Not familiar with Cupcake.
Designer. This is my favourite. Fetty Wop. Don't know what that means. Future. G-Eazy. Is he related to G-Money, G-Eazy?
Distant. Distant relation, yeah.
Is it? Gucci Mane. He's got a Gucci sponsorship. Yep. Have you heard of these blokes?
Yeah, I have.
You have not heard of Gucci Mane.
I've heard of it. He's an Atlanta rapper.
Is he?
Yes.
J. Cole, J. Rock. And then I got down to the L's, right?
Yeah.
Gee, there's a lot of Lils.
Is there? Lil?
Lil Peep, Lil Pump, Lil Strut, Lil Skies, Lil Uzi Vert.
Why don't we take a little break?
Nice. The best rapper you've heard is LL Cool J, Kamikaze. Take a look at what I've done. Used to rock in my basement now. I was born bold.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now. The value of coin increased by 0.01 cents today to $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
Questions without notice for Charlie Battisti and Co., Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. It's a lot of fun. Second last morning. I can't believe it. I'm going to miss our great audience, Wispy. We got questions without notice. Why didn't you tell me that Nicholas Sisters was Montana Cox?
Well, I tell you what. You've had one of those nearly mornings.
What do you mean?
Well, you nearly knew who Nicholas's sister was. Nearly got LL Cool J's name right, and you nearly knew which Cameron Smith that we're interviewing this morning.
Montana Cox played netball with my niece.
That's right, and she's an international.
And I watched the next Australia's Net, never missed the edition of the next Top Model, and I picked her as the winner.
Can you do me and everybody a favour today, please?
What?
Don't play golf again today.
Why?
Can you just not play golf today because you just weren't as invested as what you needed to
be invested
to be in the lead up to the show.
But just that guy had the wrong Cam Smith.
Somebody's touched on a very interesting point here. So why is it that your voice wasn't as deep as these kids who we've interviewed the last couple of days? Why is it that you still had some trouble downstairs as opposed to these kids who clearly are more developed and more mature than you?
Well, I'll tell you why. I mean, he did have a nice timbre in his voice.
Both the boys have had nice timbres.
I think you'll also appreciate that they'd finished year 12.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
So you're saying that your change occurred between 17 and 18.
Oh, no. Don't play that.
You're on the squadron.
Yes, that was.
At what age?
That was an audio technicality.
What age were you doing the squadron?
24, 23.
23, 24. So what age did your timbre develop?
What age did my timbre drop?
Yeah.
You're saying, what time did my nourish drop? That was. Is that what you're asking?
At what age did you develop timbre?
I don't think that was a true reflection of the timbre in the voice. But anyway.
We should play that song, Hey Mr. Tambourine Man.
No, don't ask Johnny. He's still trying to find the squadron and stuff. You got any questions out notice or not? Well, I've got a question. This is a harness racing question for Panch.
Mm.
Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen, do you know who they are? They run the biggest harness racing stable in Australasia, probably, out of New Zealand.
Oh, give me a chance to answer the question. I
looked
that.
At you, had this vacant look in your face.
And what are they up to?
They've decided to have 12 months off.
Oh, nice. They're going away.
I don't know, but
they're packing the camper and going around New Zealand, are they?
Oh, I did. I read that in the paper. I thought, geez, that's unusual. That would be like the Hayes Davenick stable going, we're stopping racing for 12 months. And this might be unfair, but where does your mind go to?
Maybe something untoward's been happening in the stable.
You said that. I didn't.
Leading the witness.
You said that, Wisp. I didn't. It is unusual that they'd have a huge stable. They win most races, Emma Stewart here. And all of a sudden they're going to go, we're having 12 months. Maybe they just need a break.
Maybe they do. It's a hard job. It's hard work. It's a tough life.
Have we got the caller Andy from Manchester? No. Haven't got it, or we can't get it.
We'll have him up. We'll have him up tomorrow. Just cast your mind back though to when we were talking to Nicholas Cox, probably only about 5 or 6 minutes ago, and how deep and mature he sounded. And then this is our old mate here, at 24 years of age, on the squadron. Have a listen.
Oval, I see you running around the Lakeside Oval a bit there, a bit slow, I notice.
Oh, come on, Gary.
Nicky, I believe over the last couple of weeks you've been out visiting a few primary schools and
taking kids for.
Where was your timbre?
It was there. It was there, Tim. It's just the audio wasn't as good as it is in the modern day.
Oh, dear.
Are you of the opinion that David Noble will coach? Oh, we're running out of time. That David Noble will coach North Melbourne?
I am. Oh, yeah. Good answer. Seems that all roads are pointing that direction.
We'll be back after this and wrap up and hand over to our good friend Jerry Waitley. We're here for Scott Pack, finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. ScottPack.com.au.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles.